James Lipton interviews Mother Earth on Inside the Actor's Studio by Victoria Mack. I always wanted a big family, says Mother Earth, and I guess I got one. Lipton turns to the acting students, laughing, hunched, no neck at all, and spreads his hands as if to say, God, isn't she wonderful? The students laugh and applaud. I don't laugh. Anyone can be a mother. Almost. The camera cuts to the audience, and I look for Bradley Cooper. I saw him once in a rerun from his student days. His hair shone and his cheeks were ruddy. I am pale and skinny, running to fat around the middle, my skin tinged blue like a drowned girl. The camera cuts back to Mother Earth, skin of tree bark, eyes of rich soil, and babies attached to all of her nipples. Fruit spills from her hair like Carmen Miranda. I saw a documentary about Miranda once called Bananas Is My Business. She got pregnant, but miscarried after a show. She began drinking, getting high on amphetamines, and died at 46. I would be remiss, murmurs Lipton, his head bowed in orgasmic submission, if I didn't ask for, perhaps, a song. The students clap and grunt. Mother Earth rises and lifts her arms. She opens her lips, which are two fat pink fish that wriggle with life, and out of her mouth spills a waterfall of red flowers. The students jump to their feet, shouting, Brava! If Bradley Cooper is there, I'm sure he loves her, wants to marry her, make babies. Fish bitch. I find the remote under a pile of laundry, gulp my whiskey, and turn off the TV. Silence. I run my hands over my belly. Ashes on dead embers. Abandon hope, all ye who enter here. A place to die. Like Carmen, singing from the grave, with a basket of withered fruit on her head and her hands full of dirt.